Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Somebody's celebrating a birthday. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's here. Hope.
I never thought I'd sign a birthday card for a 200-year-old.
Wow.
They don't look a day over 100.
Let alone for a canal. The Erie Canal turns 200 this year.
Do you have a birthday card?
Yeah, I signed it. Do you know how to throw a party for the Erie Canal?
Oh, God.
You barge right in.
I knew it. Where's the crickets? My favorite part is when she laughs at herself.
Yeah. Do you have any more canal jokes?
That's all. But, we're going to be celebrating the bicentennial all year. So stay tuned. There could be more.
I saw that there were some sort of, because I was served ads, the Erie Canal, and there was a way you can have a Mother's Day meal or something. While you're floating down the canal. I was like, huh, I wonder if Mama J would like that.
Well, the canal opens for the season May 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother's Day is before May 16th.
Yeah.
So.
It has to be. There's still ride somewhere on it, isn't it?
No, there's not enough water for, it doesn't open until the 16th.
My gosh. Maybe it's a late Mother's Day.
That's how you know when spring has officially sprung. The canal's
the
full.
The canal's open.
It was nice this weekend, and I always like walk out on the canal. I'm like, the first nice day, I'm like, I'm going to go walk for the canal. And I'm like, it's a nice ditch. Big old ditch right now.
Did I tell you how Steve and I had no idea that this thing gets dried up certain times of the year? I had no
you
idea.
You never noticed that it's empty half the year?
They don't do it on the west side, okay? We don't
That's
live
not
near,
how that works.
We don't live anywhere near it. But when we went... to Del Monte, and we were standing in the Erie Grill, and Steve looked out the window. He's like, oh my gosh!
What happened to the canal? you don't look a day over 100. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. That's what you're going to tell the canal next time you see it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Canal's birthday today. Is it when is there an official birthday, or is it like an official like time?
So this is the bicentennial.
Okay.
But in September, they are going to be sending off the Seneca Chief Replica, which was the first ever boat to depart from Buffalo and make it down to New York City. And they did the Wedding of the Waters, where they took water from Lake Erie, brought it down the canal, down the Hudson, and then poured it into the ocean. So they're going to be doing that in September, taking like a 5-day trek.
The Wedding of the Waters.
Wedding of the Waters.
I've never heard that before. See, but I didn't go to school around here. Do all of you that go to school around here learn about these things?
I swear, we spent like a whole semester learning about the canal. There was a song. I don't know. I don't remember the song.
Yeah, down on the Erie Canal.
There was a song that we had to do. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. I have a mule. Her name is Sal.
Oh, jeez.
15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old
Did you sing this in school?
And a good old pal. Of course I did.
That was huge. And I mean, I remember we had to draw pictures and we did field trips. And it was a really big deal when we were kids growing up. And that, of course, it was the 1970s, but I don't know how it is now.
It was a big deal when I was a kid, and sounds like they're still doing field trips on Colonial Bell, Rivery, Sam Patch, local tour boats going through.
My parents took the coolest trip, and I so want to do this. They rented a boat in the Niagara Falls, Buffalo region, and they took it all the way across the state. And it was like a 2-week thing. I forget if they went down and back or if they went down and left it there.
Is that one of those you can sleep in?
Yeah, it looks it's a houseboat. And yeah. I mean, the canal, it's a slow pace. There's boaters on the canal, but it's not like, you know, Canisius Lake,
right?
You know, where you got the boat wide open and you're dragging somebody behind you on a tube or something. The canal is more of a casual ride. And
a little bit about, of a lazy river.
Yes. Think about all of the little towns that you could stop at, that you could just tie off at, hop out, get lunch, breakfast, dinner. Like, they absolutely loved it. And, you know, at the time I was like, lame, so slow, boring. And now I'd
be like...
But now
that you love to, like, sleep in different things, like the back of your truck.
Absolutely.
You're like a boat.
You're going to end up living in a van down by the river. Or a boat on the canal, in Hope's case. It's B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's with us. Hope, you almost... Are you serious about the plan you talked about?
Oh, 100% serious. Things always sound like a good idea, like the more random that they are. When I was moving to Penyon, I had accepted a job out there and was like, I'll figure out a place to live later. Like, I'm not too concerned. Well, it was very hard to find a place to live in Penyon. So it got to the point where I was looking at houseboats on Facebook Marketplace because my office was in Red Jacket Park, right on the water, right next to a marina. And I was like, I wonder if I bought a houseboat, I could park it in the marina. I was starting in April, so I was like, well, it'll just be a problem for Future Hope when it's too cold to park there.
Future Hope.
Wow.
And they have electricity, right? You could plug in.
Yeah, I'm sure you could get solar panels, just like when people convert vans to live in.
Go get a gym membership somewhere. There's your shower.
Right. Bada bing, bada boom.
I'm trying to find out if any of this is even legal or if this is just like a life in your head that you've created, you and your lifeboat. So it ends up, yes, it's totally legal to live in a houseboat in New York State. However, most marinas don't allow you to live there year round, but they do have live aboard areas and times where you can, the slip fee is a little bit more.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, indecision, overthinking, second guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
They have different rules for every marina, but you can bring your houseboat and live there.
I have a buddy up at the Thousand Islands, and his marina has electric hookups, water hookups. I don't know about sewer.
That is so much better than an RV park. It's gotta be. Like, it's so
well, you can also move it. Like, let's say you got a job somewhere else. Right. Maybe you look for a job on the canal. Maybe you want to work in Fairport. So you get a job in Fairport, yeah. You just tie it off.
You live in a houseboat. That's got to be hard to get a job, right? All you want to do is fish and be on the water. And there's nobody getting a job when you live in a houseboat. Is that what you see me doing?
Fishing. Did you ever consider the whole car camping way of living?
2020, I was doing heavy research on living out of my car full time. I was going to travel. I had interviewed for a job at Zion National Park. And they were like, okay, like a lot of people who work here live out of their cars. Like, is that something you're prepared for? And I was like, oh, yeah. And then they were talking about like the logistics of it.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, they were from Vermont. They're like, you know, it's going to be a lot to adjust to living out of your car, but living in a completely different section of the country that looks nothing like home. She was like, it's going to be a lot more to adjust to than I think you realize. So I want you to really consider if you want to move out here. Shocker, I didn't move out to Zion National Park.
The post that you guys made where you tried to mock me for having my cool camper in the back of my truck, somebody responded to that who actually lives that life here in Western New York. And it's a girl. She's probably 30 something. It's a young lady, RH graduate, Sperry Rules. And she has a work from home job. So she can be totally mobile. She can work anywhere. She does travel occasionally, but home is here. And we had a couple of back and forth. I would love to talk to her a little more in depth about like day to day. Where do you park to sleep? Because eventually somebody's going to figure out you're in there and they're going to kick you out. So are you going to stay at the Walmart and then the Wegmans and then move over? I mean, you're not overnighting in Costco's parking lot because they're going to kick you out at 9 o'clock.
Well, and Wegmans isn't open 24 hours anymore. Like there's so many places that aren't 24 right. hours that you probably used to be able to get away with.
There are so many people online, and maybe it's just my feed and maybe there's not, but it sure feels like there's a lot of people. I follow one dude who's in the Navy who's going to college and he lives in his van. And he goes to school and he does his military job. It's like a 12-hour shift a couple days a week. And then he goes to school the opposite days, living in a van. And he says, I'm not doing this forever, but for the next 2 years, this is my life. I'm going to save a ton of money. And then when I graduate and I leave the military, I think his plan was to have like $100,000 banked, which is doable.
Dang.
Well, over if you're only making like 30 grand a year, 3 years of doing that, you got your 100 grand if you're not spending a penny. Which I don't know if that's even possible.
Well, he's got to eat, right?
He's got to eat. Does the military feed you? Like,
no,
I wonder
no.
if his college plan has food attached to it.
Oh,
and that's
where
he's getting his food and he's walking out with like four yogurts under his shirt or something.
Yeah, I don't know that because my daughter's school doesn't, it's like not a typical program. There is no cafeteria or mess hall or anything. But I do know that the GI Bill pays a lot of money a month for her living expenses. Or and pays for the school. So if he's pocketing all that, it's
Cha-ching.
Possible.
Yeah. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ's here. Hope is here. We got some country music news for you. Morgan Wallen just released or is about to release the full 37-song album. Now, we got the track list for it. Morgan co-wrote 22 of the 37 songs on the album. And he finally answered the question, who will be his first ever female collaboration? It was nobody anybody thought it would be. Not a country star. It is a pop star named Tate McRae. The song is called What I Want, and it will be the fourth track on the album. He's also adding a couple more repeat collabs. He's talking with Post Malone, Eric Church, and Hardy on there. Ernest is doing a song, too. The whole album is going to be out May 16th, and if you stick around for another 2 minutes, we've got the brand new song featuring Post Malone coming up here in just a bit. Dolly Parton just announced that she's releasing a new book. It's called Star of the Show, My Life on Stage. The book will feature personal stories from Dolly and 350 color photos. I'm guessing this is going to be like a coffee table type
right.
book if it's got that many pictures in it.
That's a lot of pictures.
$55, you can get it on Amazon. She's also going to do the narration for the book, and that will be coming out as well. Post Malone's foray into country music, is it a one and done thing? You think he's got another album in him?
Oh, absolutely. He loves country now.
I think he's here to stay, to be honest. He might do some random stuff, going back to his R&B and rap, whatever his career was before. But he's been spending more time in Nashville. And his album, F1 Trillion, absolutely set the world on fire. So leading into his Coachella set, he admitted that he's made a couple of trips to Nashville for the new project and has probably recorded, quote, probably 35 songs.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a double album on the way. Who knows? He is good busy this summer, though. He's heading out on the road with Jelly Roll on the stadium tour. So you guys want to hear the new one? This is brand spanking new. This is Morgan Wallen, Post Malone. It's called I Ain't Coming Back, and we're all going to hear it for the very first time together. So I hope neither one of them cusses in this song.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.